Sean Higgins from North Melbourne about to join us. Connie from Australia, it says on my screen, is on the line on hold. Welcome to you, Connie. You had a thought. Welcome to you.
Thank you. I was having a look at today's Herald Sun, and I noticed that Premier Andrews has got 11 tips out of the 9 possible games from last week's round. How's that possible?
I don't think it is possible, but Dan Andrews. It's interesting. First time his name's been mentioned on SEM since Gerard ran through him yesterday. I'll have to look at his tipping a little closer, Connie. That's not part of his repertoire at the moment that I'm looking closely at, but I might have to check it out a bit further. Sean Higgins has joined me for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery, available via the Uber Eats app. Sean, welcome to you.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you going?
I'm good. Have you noticed Dan Andrews is tipping at all lately?
No, I haven't. I've had a little bit, a few other things on my plate the last couple of days, so I've missed that, but that would be a good effort if that was possible.
I hope he's not putting any time into his tips whatsoever. I hope he just runs through them in about 8 seconds and moves on to more important things.
He'd have a few more issues on his plate than we do at the moment.
Absolutely. You've got a couple of issues on yours. There's been reports you might not play this week. How are you travelling?
No, I'm travelling. I'm travelling fine. I'll be good to go. I haven't seen any of those reports, so I'm not sure what's been reported. But I trained yesterday and good to go.
Oh, that's great news. You have hit a little bit of a speed hump in the road. How's the team travelling?
No, we're good. I mean, there's been a little bit, obviously, to get our head around this week, but to be honest, we as a team have settled in really well. It was a busy couple of days, a little bit of unknown throughout the weekend, on top of a poor performance. Then we were able to get away. We spent Monday travelling and settling in and getting up here, which all happened really quickly. Tuesday, we were able to get our teeth into reviewing the game. We got that over and done with by sort of halfway through Tuesday, and then it really was focusing on what we can do here, spend some time together, bring the group close and get out on the track yesterday and really go to work on a few things that let us down. So disappointing last week, but it's a really good feel up here at the moment. Like I said, it helps when you're with the boys 24/7. It can galvanise the group, bring us together, spend a lot of time on working on what we want to work on. And look, all teams are probably in that boat at the moment because we are away from home. There's a bit to navigate at the moment this week to settle in, but we're looking forward to this weekend.
So you've got your family there. How many other North Melbourne players have taken theirs?
Yeah, I have. So I've just got one little girl who's 2. So we decided that, look, we discussed both options and we found out really late that it would be possible to facilitate families up here because a little bit of the accommodation was unknown over the weekend. We got the final tick off Sunday, bags packed straight away and headed off Monday. So there are about six or seven families for us. And by the looks of things, we're currently with the Western Bulldogs and Carlton at the moment. And they've also got a couple of families up here as well.
So what are you allowed to do at the moment? You're currently in semi-lockdown. So you're quarantining for a little while. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically full lockdown outside of just getting a bus to whatever training venue that you can train at. Today's our day off, so yeah, full lockdown today for us. But yesterday we had our main session, train, bus straight to the Oval, train and bus back. And yeah, that's basically it. That's where we'll be. That sort of situation for the next 14 days, and then things will loosen up a little bit after that quarantine period. But the boys are coping really well. Like I said, you can spend plenty of time together. It's all still new this week. It'd be great to get our teeth back into another game. But to answer your question, the lockdown rules are, yeah, 100% of the time in the hotel outside of your training at the Oval.
Just had a chat to Adam Treloar moments ago. Would more of the North Melbourne players have taken their partners if they realised what was going to happen in Melbourne?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? We actually have been able to get every fam or every guy, player that's got a partner and kids up here, which I think, which has been great. The club was fantastic in facilitating that along with the AFL. But it is interesting, isn't it? Because when we left, and this is how quickly things are changing, then Melbourne was somewhat in a normal state outside of lockdown. And within the 24 hours of us leaving, that changed significantly. You know, I'm just really glad that I was able to get my family up here, and we made that call, given that my wife's a school teacher, so that would have, her plans have clearly changed from the time Sunday when we decided we'd get away. But yeah, changing really quickly. I'm not sure, everyone's family situation is slightly different. And like, as I mentioned before, I haven't been able to follow too many of the reports from Melbourne, but from what I've read, it's obviously moving really quickly down there.
Yeah, so it's expected, or I presume you guys are expected to stay 32 days. Now, are you kind of the belief that that could be extended by 4 or 5 to try and sneak an extra game in? Are you hearing any of that?
I haven't heard too much in regards to that, but I would imagine that we've got to be open to that, if that answers the question. Given what we just chatted about, how quickly things are moving, clearly it would be ideal now that we are in this situation, is as long as it's safe for players, let's try and get as many games away as possible. Now, I'm not sure exactly how that looks in terms of recovery between games and when we can get back, but that's got to be something we're open to. And then if it doesn't work for people, clearly the message has been sent that if you need to come home, you can. But we've got to be open to all of that. We've spoken about that. We'll really build for this week's game, because we know that that's the certainty of what's going to happen. Now, beyond this weekend, I guess it's a bit of a wait and see.
Yeah, there could be a situation where, you know, until 3 weeks' time or 4 weeks' time, once you're out of this initial quarantine period and you're circulating in Queensland, it might be a nicer place to be than coming back to Melbourne so quickly and being in lockdown.
Yeah, well, that's it. And, I mean, by the sounds of it, and you'd probably be able to inform me more, that it feels like and sounds like it's football's a while off being played down there. So,
yeah,
as I said, while all teams are away and spread throughout the country outside of Victoria, then maybe we can look to get a few more games away than maybe we would have even thought last week. So, it's a bit of a wait and see, but we've chatted about it before. It feels like we chat about it every week, that you just got to be adaptable, and things are changing so quickly. And maybe we're going into a period that is going to change quicker than anything else that's happened in the last 3 months.
Essendon's going all right at the moment. They're 3-1. They've got a game in hand as well on the rest of the competition, and still sit essentially equal third with the Cats just behind them on percentage.
Yeah, they are. They've the last 2 or 3 weeks particularly, they're playing some really good football. So we had a look at them yesterday morning, really clear on the way that they're going about it. You mentioned as a team, they're playing well. They've got some individuals playing some really good football as well. So had an eye on them to nullify their strengths, but really is a week for us to get back to the football that we were playing a couple of weeks ago, and making opportunities when we get them, particularly in the way we defend, but also moving the football forward, that I don't think that's been a strength of our game the last couple of weeks. So really focus on what we can do, and that's the mentality we'll be taking into the game, is to nullify a couple of strengths of Essendon, but get back to playing the shinbone of footy that we know we've been able to play at different parts this year.
Did you notice it last week, the slight tinkering with the holding the ball interpretation?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? I don't know if you recall our chat last week. It was on the back of our Hawthorn game, yep, where there was so many tackles without the tackler getting rewarded, and that was flipped on its head. We chatted that I felt last week it didn't have to be a major change. It was only a slight tweak by maybe 5 or 10%, and that would get us back to where we needed to be. It was more than that. I mean, as players, we're not really fussed what the rule is. We need to know what it is, though. And that was the focus for the week, and it was adjudicated really strongly. I mean, our game, I was involved with one. I got pinged holding the ball that I just had no legitimate attempt or an option to get rid of it. It was pinned to me, but it looks like that's the way that's going to be adjudicated, so we need to adapt.
There has been a bit of talk about the 4 and 5 day break. Have you got a, I know I've asked you this before, but have you got a number for me that is two fewer days to go back to back with your games, and whether you'd prefer to be training less and playing more over a 3 or 4 week period?
Yeah, so the one thing that would change if that was the case is you'd almost have to eliminate the main training day, and that became almost a recovery slash movement day just to get you ready for games. And if you're playing every, say, 5 days, then you wouldn't need to train because you're getting enough workload and loading through the games. I couldn't see how you could turn around any quicker than 4 days. And if it was a 4 day, then maybe you're coming maybe a 5 or 6 on the back of that. Back-to-back 4 days or 4 into 4 into 4 would be really challenging. Having said that, we've got our whole list up here at the moment, so that would give opportunity to other guys, I guess, that you'd have to turn over the starting 18 and 22 more frequently than you normally would.
Might see some, in theory, we could see some closer scores because you'd protect players. If you knew you're playing in 4 or 5 days' time and you had a 4-goal lead, you might actually get a few players off and rest them for the last 5 minutes of a game as opposed to, you know, running out the game and trying to boost your percentage.
Yeah, you definitely have to look at game time. Given if rotations stay where they're at and there's still a cap on that and not an extended bench, then you definitely wouldn't allow some of your top line players to play out a full game as normal if you felt that the game was sort of dead and buried. So that would be an interesting to see how teams navigate through that. Positional changes, maybe a little bit more as well, that midfielders could spend a little bit more time forward and just reduce the number of minutes that they're having to put together, like really high periods of load throughout a game. But I think you'd probably find that teams would have to get smarter or just look at their 4 or 5 days between the games and how they went about their training and recovery. One of the great things, or the positives that of being up here, is we've got full access to physio and trainers and recovery, you know, literally 24/7 if you need it. Whereas when we're back in Melbourne, we were really restricted with the number of hours we could be at the football club. It was a get in, get your work and your treatment and recovery done as quickly as you can in your small group because we had to get out with the next group coming in. So that would help turnover in games. Number of different factors you'd have to take into consideration.
So essentially, because you can't do anything else, you might get more massages, more physio, more rehab, and less sitting in the car driving to and from the venue kind of time in your week.
Yeah, and you know, not even that in Melbourne. I mean, I've got a 30-35 minute drive to training and then the same back. I mean, that time can be spent more productively at the moment. So yeah, probably a number of different things there, Dwayne, that we could try and enhance if we were down to 4 days of maybe turning that into more of a 5 or 6 day break, given the opportunity to recover up here.
Mark Yates and I once joked way back in the late 80s about the players living together for a full season and dedicating yourself 100% to the task of trying to win the premiership, whether that would be an advantage. I can see the back-to-back road game thing maybe happening in the future if it actually works this time, because staying away for 2 or 3 weeks isn't such a bad thing in some respects. It's good. You mentioned at the top of the program about the building experience. There's going to be a point where, okay, that's too long. We've had enough. We need to get home. But the 2 or 3 week thing or 2 week thing might actually be doable. And the 2 or 3 week thing might be doable if you can get 3 or 4 games in on the road with shorter breaks.
Yeah, you're right. And then it probably gives you a bigger chunk back in Melbourne as well, doesn't it? It also takes away any flying that needs to be done a day or two before the game. Because potentially you could fly, if you played interstate, get either, you know, 2 games away there, or if you had to go interstate again, you could just fly the Monday or Tuesday and then spend the week in the next city. And also just thinking about it, we're probably one of the only sports in the world that doesn't operate like that. Most other sports do go on road trips and spends a lot of time away together playing in different states or countries. I mean, clearly national sport, you're away for long periods of time. But even, you know, basketball, they go on significant road trips and bank all their away games and then come home and play. So, yeah, that could be something to look at going forward, even when the season gets back to some sort of normality.
So you could see yourself, for hypothetical sake, playing the Swans in Sydney on a Sunday, staying the week, and then playing the Giants that following Friday. Something like that.
Well, that could work. It could work. I mean, it's times have changed. We've got to be open to so many new things. You know, we're able to navigate a fixture where you got that at the start, then we'd adapt. I mean, as players, I'm just thinking out loud that I'd have no issue with that if it meant you knew exactly when you're on the road, you knew when you were travelling, the format of training, recovery, then playing, and then back to a block of games in Melbourne, then we could definitely look at that.
Couple of last ones. You got a few blokes that are on the injured list or semi-injured list. How is Ben Cunnington and Jack Zeeble, Mad Jack Dore, anyone else that North Melbourne fans might want to hear about, do you think?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys. Well, Mad Jack's been playing, so if he's not selected in the AFL side, we've got a scratch match up here on Saturday as well. Jack's pushing to play. He's really close, as you could imagine, with his personality. He's keen to get back out there. And Ben is a bit of a wait and see. Clearly last week we saw how he went through the game. So we've got to make sure that if he does play, then he's right to play, but also make sure that he's looked after. So yeah, potentially a couple of guys back and maybe one or two that'll need another week or so.
And had a text asking about Ben Jacobs specifically.
So Ben's away with us at the moment. We've been able to take the entire playing group, families that you mentioned as well, and most of our staff that were in that initial group. So it's a great effort from the footy club to be able to do that. We were massive on bringing all the players, whether you've been playing or not, because it's part of our Shimbona spirit. It's part of our trademark and values of family, and we wanted to bring everyone along for the ride and keep it really close-knit. And Benny Jacobs is a huge part of that. He's joining in all meetings and sharing some great experience with players at the moment and helping them through different parts of their game while improving himself physically as well. So it's great for Benny and great for the group that he's around.
And you've got a crowd. Do you know what the crowd's going to be?
Not sure what the crowd's going to be. I've going on recent weeks, watching on TV, the games up here, it looked like they'd had a few thousand. We were one of the first games early on, 3 or 4 weeks ago against the Giants that had 300 people. And look, in years gone by, you would have laughed at that and thought that it made no difference. But then going back and playing in front of no one, even having 300 or 400 people was significantly different and raised the atmosphere. So I can only imagine if we got a few thousand, then it would come back to feeling a bit like the games of old. And hopefully being up here, we can build the crowd because it's one part of it. We've chatted in the last few weeks, but it's one part of it that feels really different for us players and also probably for you guys commentating. So hopefully they continue to increase and also add to why we've made the quick move up here to add to the spectacle that people back at home can watch and enjoy football and really get that atmosphere and crowd involvement and noise back. So let's hope so. I'm looking forward to a few thousand people there this week.
And you're a leader of the club. I spoke to Alex Sexton yesterday. He said that they're loving the hub, but they're not in as big a lockdown as you guys because they've come from Queensland down to Wollongong. So they're, in essence, allowed to go and surf and play golf and do those kind of things. And he said that they're loving it. But he said something about body language. I want to play it to you just to get your thoughts on it. Here's Alex Sexton on body language and the importance of it from leaders yesterday.
The biggest thing I've learned is that guys are always looking. You know, they're looking to, you know, to bounce back. And, the body language is a huge one. You know, you can mope around the hotel, especially now that we're sort of in a hotel environment or a hub environment, whatever you like to call it. You know, guys are looking for you to sort of be the one that's, you know, not motivational, but more positive around whatever's happening. And, but look, as a leadership group, we're pretty, we're pretty good with that sort of stuff. And we're driving, you know, sort of embracing whatever environment we're in. Win or lose, we're sort of happy to be around each other. So that's how we're approaching it.
There'll come a time when it's going to be tough for you, Sean, and your players. Is your own body language, especially even seeing each other around the hotel, going to be important that even if you feel down, you don't carry that?
Yeah, that's a really good message there. And also, well, if some players are, then, you know, allowing them to talk about it and see if you can help out. We've spoken as a group about the opportunity. It started back in the COVID period in the break, but even more so now, this is a great opportunity for us to, although under trying circumstances, let's come together and really embrace the unknown and see what we can do while we are away and see great benefit in spending time together, in training together and being around each other a lot more than normal. Look, if you said a lot, I'm sure a lot of people would take this. We've got a great opportunity to get some wins on the board and improve our football club by spending time together. The other thing as well that's, I mean, we've got first and second year guys, as all clubs do, that have just been thrown into this amazing season that they'd have, really, their head's still spinning from being drafted, let alone going through a COVID period. And now they're on the road for, you know, 5+ weeks that make sure that they feel like that they're safe and that they're supported and they're looking at the older guys to learn off and really create that environment that we're still here to learn and develop and improve our game. So, yeah, it's on a number of fronts, the importance of that. It's important all the time, none more so when you're away in a hub and surrounded by your fellow players sort of 24/7.
Young people, are they still the same these days, Sean? Young guys, are they still people that think less about, well, don't seem to get their mind cluttered by the problems of the world as if, you know, there's not a problem in the world because they're young and vibrant and they've got so much ahead of them?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Like, young guys are loving the fact that they've been able to come away and spend time together. But at different stages, you mentioned it, the pressure's going to come and the continual routine of being in a hub, maybe that could get to some guys. So we've got to make sure that even though they're young and their energy's up, that we make sure we encourage them to stay that way. And if they do have any issues, then work through it. But let's hope so. I mean, they, like me, the older guys are feeding off these younger guys in this hub environment. So we just got to keep the momentum and the ball rolling and take it into this week's game as well. And then sort of be open to whatever it is. We thought it was going to be 4 or 5 weeks. Maybe it's going to be more, but let's just go with it and see where it takes us.
And can you understand some fans saying, well, come on, it's only 4 weeks. You're outside of Victoria. It's sunny. And after your initial 2-week period, it's actually not such a bad life to be living, going to work and doing what you do love, especially if you've got your family there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. And I'm definitely not complaining at all. As I mentioned, was able to bring my family away. I'm one of the lucky ones that we could facilitate that. And my wife's work allowed that. But also I'm understanding that guys are in different situations. So I think it's easy to say that from afar. Personally, as I've chatted through that, you know, I'm comfortable up here. I've got my wife and my daughter here. So that makes it easier. And I'm enjoying the availability to learn and recover as much as possible to get myself ready for games. So for me, it's great. But there's been noise from the other clubs that is a little bit challenging. I think we've just got to respect that. But, you know, our club, we're fortunate that's been able to run as smoothly as we can. We're actually trying to really enjoy this opportunity, embrace what the hub life is for a couple of weeks and then whatever it sort of transpires to be after that. So there's always going to be critics. There's always going to be people that understand and you just got to roll with it.
Going to be one hell of a tale to tell, isn't it? Going to be in 10 years' time, whether you become a coach or whatever you do in life. Hey, we played footy in that coronavirus year. Here's what we went through. And it's going to be a hell of a tale to tell if you get through it successfully.
Well, I think that's the noise around why this year is going to be so great to be even participating in finals. But then ultimately, someone's going to win a premiership through just these unprecedented times of all different challenges, more challenges than you'll ever imagine if you're just playing a normal season of footy in the normal routine of playing, that these external factors are why it's making it challenging. I don't think it's just footy. We're going to look back in 10, 20 years and it's going to be an amazing story to tell for people that are coming into the world and looking back at these pictures and hearing stories of the fact that, you know, there's suburbs in lockdown, there's buildings in lockdown, there's police barricading roads. It's an amazing period that we're going through and we come together and get through it, and it's an incredible story to share at the end of it.
Yep, I think even us are telling our own kids that, and football is a part of that whole system of trying to get through it especially for us, who are going to watch some footy tonight. And can't wait to see you on the weekend as well, playing against Essendon. Sean, we'll talk again next week. I love this segment, and we'll talk next week from the Hub.
No, we'll talk then. Thanks, Dwayne.
Sean Higgins, North Melbourne star. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Big footy game on tonight, Geelong and Brisbane. But it's a pretty big game as well. Essendon, North Melbourne and Metricon. Two away teams. In essence, Essendon going pretty well at the moment, but North Melbourne just keeps surprising every now and then when you think they might be in a spot of bother. Your calls next, 1300 736 736, 1300 736 736. We'll take your calls on the open line, thanks to Werribee Kia.